Well, we've been talking about Grant Mayer throughout the show, saying that he's had some jobs in the last 6 to 8 years, and I wasn't aware
Norman.
That he was in Adelaide. He is the current CEO of Adelaide United, and we know what's on this Sunday down there. It's going to be amazing. Good morning, Grant.
G'day, Slats. How are you?
Good to chat, mate. Now we're going well. How are you, mate? How's Adelaide?
Loving Adelaide. You've spent a lot of time here in your time, yeah. Slat, no doubt. It's a great city.
It is a great city, yeah.
Great for the family, and having four young kids down here and my wife, it's been a great change.
Tell us how the world of soccer stroke football sort of aims up compared to you've been to the league world, you've been to the AFL world, and now you're in the football world.
Yeah, listen, I've said this to a few people over some time now. The only thing that's different is the shape of the ball. the reality is you've got sponsors, you've got members, you've got government stakeholders, you've got VIPs, you've got board members. So fundamentally the business is exactly the same. It's just, the quantum or the metrics around the game is different.
Yeah, in fact, you've got Andrew Fagan, who used to be at the Brumbies. He's with the Adelaide Crows now down there, Grant.
Yeah, Fags has been great. He made contact when I got appointed 6 months ago, and we speak every now and then about sharing some stories, and that's like that in Adelaide, you know. There's no competition amongst the codes. It's all about making sure South Australia has a strong sporting infrastructure for all the kids.
Oh, mate, Adelaide Oval, it's a pretty special place.
Yeah.
Always has been, but they've turned it into a very special multi-sport venue now.
Well, event venue. I mean, my first experience 6 months ago, Slats, as you'd love, was ACDC.
Yes, that's right.
What a fantastic concert that was. And been to a Socceroos game there and a few other bits and pieces. It's a fantastic venue, I think. The big game deserves the big stage, and having 50,000 South Australians, that'll be fantastic.
Yeah, what does this mean to your club, and I guess the code overall, mate, to have Adelaide through the final at the iconic Adelaide Oval? You got Western Sydney Wanderers, hopefully, we think, mate, with 10,000 to 15,000 fans down there.
Well, I can tell you right now, boys, I reckon there'll be about 4,000 or 5,000 Western Sydney Wanderers fans down here.
Right.
From what we can see,
sure.
The rest is very much South Australia, which is fantastic. Listen, it means a lot. I mean, there's no doubt that we struggle with Sydney FC, the Wanderers, Melbourne Victory, Melbourne City, the big four clubs in the A-League. And I think now that we've made the grand final, we've told, the competition and the country that there is another big player in town. There's no doubt there'll be a lot of people that are coming to the game on Sunday for the first time. So for us, that's a great opportunity to grow the game. And the newspapers this week have been fantastic. You wouldn't know that Port Adelaide and the Crows are in town, so it's been a really big week.
Yeah, and the Wanderers, mate, they're a special team. They've, in 4 years, been outstanding under Popovich, and we're obviously barracking for them from where we're coming from here, but you almost feel they're due to win that toilet seat trophy.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? When both clubs have had two grand final appearances, and both clubs have lost both of those games. So it's an important one. I think the home ground advantage is obviously very important for us. The teams, you're right. I mean, the Wanderers are a class act from the top down. JT, their CEO, is a great guy. He's been very welcoming to us or to me. The club's very well run. But you know what? We've got a great bunch of guys here too that have really been waiting for the last 2 or 3 years to get to this stage. So I think you'll find both clubs play a very similar style of football, possession-based game. It'll be great fun to watch. It'll be a great spectacle. If you guys watched that game on Sunday between Brisbane and Western Sydney Wanderers, it was a fantastic spectacle. So we just hope more people sort of tune in.
Well, mate, if it was always like that, I can guarantee you, the ratings would be through the roof. Mate, you mentioned that home ground advantage, Grant. Is it? I mean, you know,
about the grass length.
It's not at Hindmarsh, so it's at the Adelaide Oval. You'll have the home support, and then there's been debate over, what is it, 17 mil of grass or 13 mil? What's the go there?
Oh, listen, the boys have played on all styles of field in the last 6 or 8 weeks. Super Rugby in Sydney has certainly made the SFS an interesting little surface, and we won there. So, you know, those little distractions are just that, distraction. The reality is, I mean, this is the big stage. Hindmarsh or Coopers is a fantastic venue, and if you haven't been there when it's full, it's one of the great atmospheres. But it's 16,500 people.
Mm.
We got 46, 47,000 tickets sold. And that they are going to be South Australian. So the atmosphere will be really important. The ground itself is amazing when it's full. And I suspect that everyone there will be cheering for our team. And that'll get us across the line.
And Grant, you're casting an eye over what's happening in the NRL?
Of course. You never lose love for the game that you cut your teeth on, I guess. And it was good to see the Tigers boys get a win last night. They obviously Doug Deep and Chris Lawrence, they tell me he played very well.
Yeah, and mate, if there's one thing you've maybe learned in your short time with the world of soccer that league could learn from, what is there one thing?
Listen, it's hard to say one thing. I mean,
I try and get that passion of the fan from soccer to the passion of the fan of the league bloke, but I don't know how you do that.
Very difficult. I mean, the atmosphere at Coopers and even at Tarrant Stadium for a Wanderers game is so unique, but it replicates European football. So I'm not sure that rugby league, rugby union, or even AFL can ever get that. But what they've got is the numbers. They're still the big codes in this country. It's a difficult one. We'd love to have the TV ratings that the rugby league and AFL get. We haven't got that. So different sports, different times, but you know, we can all learn from each other.
Yep. Grant, thank you very much, mate. It's exciting and really soak it up. It'll be a magic day come Sunday.
Come on, you Reds. Thanks, boys. Good to speak to you.
Well done, Grant Mayer down there in Adelaide. It is a beautiful place. I know you talk it down, but I had that year down there and it was a fabulous time. Adelaide, $2.15. The draw, $3.75. The Wanderers, $3.10.
I had a very arduous weekend there once. Sort of.
It's all right. You'll recover one day.
Took the shine off the city for me.
You're good at that. It didn't take the shine off your hair.